Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Grace and peace to you. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We're talking about the timing of the Lord in Acts chapter 9, where Saul is zealous for God and his zealousness gets him into some trouble. The disciples get rid of him. They actually send him to Tarsus. And when they get rid of him, the churches in Judea, Galilee, and Samaria actually have peace and are built up. They're edified. So we can't just assume that this buildup and edification was due to something else. The chronological timing here is that the moment they got rid of this guy that was causing a lot of turmoil, they had peace and they walked in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Spirit, and they were multiplied. And Saul vanishes from the scene for 13 years. And it won't be until deep into chapter 11 that Barnabas will go down to Tarsus and get Paul over a decade later, and he's a different man. He has learned a little something in the interim time that will be vital to his understanding ministry. And I think what that understanding is that finding the right time is important. Paul would go on to write that we should redeem the time. I don't think that time is a big deal to God. He stands, he exists without it. But I also think timing is everything to God. And it's kind of a paradox that time could be nothing to God and yet everything to God all at the same time. Examples is in Galatians 5 when Paul talks about fruit being birthed in its due season, or when Peter in 1 Peter 5 talks about things happening in due time. When God was ready, he sent Jesus, Galatians says, in the fullness of time. And so finding the right time is really being sensitive to the Spirit. Jesus understood this. Remember, he had said in his ministry more than once, my time has not yet come. And then at the Garden of Gethsemane, he says to his disciples, let's go, the time has come. And so Jesus was always walking in the timing the way he was supposed to. Sometimes in the scripture, timing is off. And when timing is off, there needs to be a sensitivity to the Spirit that comes by, I hate to say by practice, but it's really the best word. In 1 Timothy 2, Paul knew he was supposed to preach a message, but he knew there was a right time to preach a message. That would be a really good one for me to read to you right now real quick. 1 Timothy chapter 2, let me run there real fast. Beginning in verse 1, I exhort first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet, peaceable life in all godliness and reverence, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God and of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time, for which I was appointed a preacher and apostle. I'm speaking the truth in Christ and not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. So Paul knew there was a message to be preached, but he knew that it was to be done in due time and to be presented when it was supposed to be presented. So I would sum it up by saying this. Listen, don't despise where you are or when you are. Wait for the right time. That's the important part of walking in the Spirit, is timing. Don't rush, don't worry, don't fret. Just follow the Holy Spirit. I've seen people very zealous for God who actually did more harm than good because they didn't listen to the Spirit on how. They just thought, well, I have it, I should use it. Jesus had all power. He could walk in faith and do great and mighty things, yet you see nothing out of him in the miraculous until he's a grown man. There's a timing for everything. Let's learn to follow it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.